This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Out for your just desserts. It's not some of y'all heads up in the cloud. I'ma bring y'all back to earth. It's black back to burn. Y'all talking about out your mouth. I'm not concerned, cause y'all got to learn. It's y'all turned like Detroit Red when his head had an ultra perm. The long walk to burn your bare heels, so throw on your boots. The game camouflage like army suits, but I can see it more clear cause I came with the coupe in here. Ring the alarm, inform the troops, send them out into the world, go to war on the flu. Eye to eye with the enemy you sworn to shoot. Now I'm coming at your neck, sick of hearing something wrong with me, wrong with you. When the chief just way too smart to question. The enemy, the brothers of a dark complexion. The governments of the world is shark infested. They heavy on weaponry like Sharpton Heston, man. Look, it gets low, man. Low, now I'm talking about. Get it.
Talking Heads with Naughty is sponsored by BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, Dunkin' Donuts, Fine Threads, Johnson's Department Store, J.S. Johnson, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, and Tropical.
Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. The Monday, December 5th edition of Talking Heads is on and popping. Your boy Naughty in your company right up until 6 p.m. and just out of the gate, out of the break. Thank you all so much for checking in on me last week. Listen, don't get no part of that flu was going round. Man. And that's one of them that'll sneak you. You feel you got it beat, you get yourself going, bop, body slam, pile driver, catch it right in the side of your neck. But I'm up and running, and I appreciate all you guys reaching out for me and checking on me, all right? And we got lots to talk about today. As a matter of fact, we're going to get right into it. We got our good friends from Brief, as a matter of, and listen, no giveaways today, because why? We start tomorrow with the Christmas edition fully loaded. Dunkin' coffee mugs, Joker's Wild party passes, lunch or dinner your choice from Naughty Johnny's. Tropical Gyros giveaway. Yeah, it's going to be loaded. The stocking is going to be fully stuffed. Okay? And that all kicks off tomorrow. We'll make sure you got all of those prizes right here so y'all can have a very Merry Christmas when you've been. All right? So now that we got that out of the way, we're going to chime in with our good friends from Brief. I have Casuarina McKinney with me, and we're going to be chiming in with her right now. Do we have Casuarina on the Zoom?
Yes, good afternoon.
What's going on, Casuarina? How art thou? What's going on? Everything good with you and yours?
Very well. I am so glad that you are feeling better.
Thank
in time
you.
For the Christmas season and the Nassau Grouper season.
There you go, Nassau Grouper. And you know what I always say, man? You know, boil fish, not oil fish. I got to take care of my groupers.
Absolutely.
So let us know what's going on. I know you got some guests with you. And let us know what's happening with Brief. Bring us up to snuff.
Great. Well, it's great to be here. And I'm actually chiming in from Eleuthera right now.
Lucky
and,
you.
And yes. And we have one of our interns who is part of the Bahamas Environmental Stewards Scholars Program. And he's joining us and he's in Nassau right now. And that's Tae Fountain. And looking forward to chatting about fish. We always like
Welcome to the show, and let's get, you know, I like when Brief sends the interns in, because they always impress me, man. So I'm another time to be impressed by another Brief intern. Tae, it's grouper season, so let us know the importance and the significance and what we need to do to maintain our groupers.
All right, so, go ahead, Tae, introduce yourself, say where you're from and what program you're doing.
Good day, my name is Tae Fountain. I'm from Grand Bahama. I'm currently working in Nassau, Providence, with Brief. The program I'm part of is the Bahamas Environmental Stewards Scholarship Program. And this is in conjunction with the Island School in Cape Eleuthera, where we spend 4 months doing an internship with a host organization in Nassau. And then we go and spend 100 days semester at the Island School, where we learn about marine conservation, work with a lot of different scientific groups and studies, and just help to expand our knowledge about marine conservation and the environment.
What was the experience like at, you know, at your
I haven't gone to the school as yet. I'm currently doing my internship right now. I'll be going to the Island School at the end of January.
Oh, so you all excited now? The countdown is on. You're a couple of weeks away.
Yes, sir.
All right, you ready to go? So what do you look forward to doing when you're down there? What are some of the things that pique your interest that they offer?
I'm really interested in the marine ecology class, as well as the different approach to learning. It's not like the traditional classroom setting. It's more outdoors and hands-on. So I'm really excited to get to that. It's
in
very
the field.
Physical.
I said, it's nothing like being in the field. Like you said, the hands-on experience is always, you know, even better.
Oh, yes, sir.
It's one thing to take it in the classroom. You know, see a frog in a jar when it's much better to be outside, you know, with multiple frogs on multiple leaves that you put in a jar. You know what I mean? Much better that way.
Yes, sir.
So, Casuarina, we're talking groupers today, too. And I want you and Taya to chime in on it, though. But a lot of people don't realize the significance and the importance of grouper season and, you know, maintaining our groupers.
So grouper season, the closed season, started on the 1st of December, and it runs this year and every year until the 28th of February. And the importance of this time period is because it is when the groupers gather together to reproduce. They're called groupers because they
get
make
in groups.
Big groups of fish. They get in groups. And sometimes these fish will swim over 100 miles from where they live normally throughout the year on a little reef. They're kind of territorial. They'll generally stay in one area for the whole year, except around the full moons of the months of December, mostly December, January, and February. And then they'll pick up and swim long distances. We don't know how they get there exactly, but they'll gather together historically in groups of up to, well, over 100,000 fish in one place.
Wow.
And absolutely incredible sight to behold. I've spoken to fishermen who've seen some of these large spawning aggregations. I've seen some of them myself, and it is absolutely incredible. It's the only time of year when this species reproduces. So these protecting these spawning aggregations actually helps us sustain the fishery for generations to come, for the benefit of the fish and for the fishermen and the public who depend on them.
So, Taya, you have anything to add? I mean, as far as grouper is concerned?
Along with them, spawning aggregations and groups, they usually take quite a long time to reach sexual maturity. Usually between 7 years is the estimated age for about 75% of the population to reach maturity by. And that's quite a long time for them to mature, especially since we kind of fish them a lot.
Yeah, I was going to ask, do they get to reach that maturation level of 7 or do many find themselves on the dinner plate prior to that?
Yes. Along with being found on dinner plates, they also have natural predators that they have to be aware of. So it's really a struggle for their population to like increase or even stay at a sustainable level at the moment.
So,
and because of the slow growth rate, then take a long time to reach maturity compared to a lot of other fish. Snappers are a lot quicker. Lionfish are a lot quicker still.
Yeah, lionfish is like overnight.
Lionfish is delicious.
Yeah.
Because they take a long time to reach maturity and they have this really interesting reproductive strategy. That has been those are some of the things that make them particularly vulnerable to population declines. And as a result, this species, Nassau grouper, also known as Epinephilus striatus,
Epinephilus striatus. I got by
that. That's
his
fancy name.
Might I call somebody a. What is it again?
Epinephilus striatus.
Epinephilus striatus. And the next time I bless somebody, I say, "You Epinephilus striatus, you need to get it together." You know, it's really just
that would be a compliment.
I know, but it'll mess their mind up for a second. They wouldn't know what's going on. And I'd have the advantage.
You can start using that. Exactly. But this species is considered critically endangered.
Say that again, please, so our listeners could understand that it's critically endangered, not just of endangered, it's on the ease up.
Absolutely. So it is already fully protected in other places. So if you go to Florida and you go out with your friend and you go fishing and you catch an asshole grouper by accident on your line, you better throw that back or you'll get thrown in jail.
Catch and release. Is
absolutely protected, along with the conch. So they've basically eaten their conch and Nassau grouper to the point where there are none left to be caught. So we are fortunate in the Bahamas that we still have some left, but we really need to take this close season very seriously if we want to make sure that the next generation of Bahamians can continue to enjoy it. Mm-hmm. So a lot of fishermen are really on board with this. They understand the importance of close seasons in general, whether that's for crawfish or stone crabs or Nassau grouper, and use this as an opportunity to eat something different, catch something different. And this is where the public can get very involved and make a conscious choice and say, I'm going to try some fish that I haven't had before instead of Nassau grouper between December 1st and February 28th.
Well, that's what I was going to say, because a couple of my texts, I hit it and say, Naughty, listen now, a great show as always, but y'all stay right there talking about eating lionfish. You can eat that, and then actually you'll be frying rockfish next. So listen, let everybody know how good that actual lionfish is. I've had it deeply battered and fried, and let me tell you, that's some good eating right there.
Oh my goodness. You know, I have to say, hogfish is one of my favorite fish.
Say it again. That's my favorite of all time.
Hogfish is. But lionfish comes pretty close, actually. I think it's pretty equal there. I've had it. Like, lionfish ceviche is really good. You cook it like, you make it like conch salad, you know, cook it with lime juice.
You're braver than me on that one.
Just have it raw with lime juice. It's really good as fingers, and as long as you know how to cut the spines off, this is a fish, lionfish is a fish that is venomous, not poisonous. So as long as you don't get choked by the spines, it is safe to eat and absolutely delicious.
Yeah, I endorse that message. Try as much lionfish as you can, especially when, you know, it's the closed grouper season and the conch season. Try something else, you know, or indulge in barracuda if you're feeling risky, you know?
Oh, I don't know if I'd recommend that, but, you know, lionfish is very safe.
No, so. Naughty, you and Casuarina forgot jack snappers and grunts. What about the jack snappers and grunts? Grunts need love too. Yes, pick up to the grunts. I can't lie. Fried grunt is solid if done right.
I love grunts. I love jacks. I love all sorts of fish, but a lot of those fish grow a lot quicker than Nassau grouper. So a grunt is not going to take 7 years to get to the point where it can reproduce. So thinking about eating fish that are lower down on the food chain, Nassau groupers are top predators. They are carnivores. They are very high up in the food chain. And it's, if you can, try to eat fish that are lower down in the food chain. Probably better for you and also better for the environment.
All right,
but there's lots of options. We're very fortunate. We have lots of options. We have fish. We have all sorts of other things that we can eat. And this is just the time to give the Nassau grouper in particular a bit of a break.
Well, I want to thank you guys for chiming in and bringing us up to snuff. And there's a couple of questions I got real quick for you before we get to the break. First and foremost, here's a text from Naughty. My kids are very interested in becoming marine biologists at the island school.
Give us a call. The number at Brief is 327-9000, and we can put you in contact with the folks at the Island School and also share information on how to apply for the BEST program. That's the Bahamas Environmental Steward Scholars Program, which is a collaboration between Brief and the Island School. So give us a call or email us at brief@brief.org or go to the website brief.org. And there's lots of information there, and we welcome students reaching out to us. And we also offer a lot of field studies programs, so students can ask their teachers to go on field studies with Brief.
And, of course, they can find all the relative grouper season information at the Brief website as well, correct?
Absolutely. And follow us on Facebook and Instagram as well.
There you go. What about Taya? You got anything to say before we get to the break? And I appreciate you again being here as always, Casuarina, and always bringing someone along. So I'm glad to see the good work, the great work the Brief is doing with our young people.
Yeah, so the main age would be between the ages of 15 to 18. If you're still in like grade 11 and your school allows you to take a gap year, you would be able to get that opportunity. If not, you would have to wait until you graduate school in order to take that year.
All right. So, Ty, keep us posted, man. All right. I'm sure you'll keep Casuarina posted, but let us know what's going on while you're down there at the island school. And keep us posted and let us know, you know, how it's going. And let us, you know, get a little insight into some of your adventures and some of what you're learning down there. All right?
Yes, we'll bring him back and he'll give you a full update afterwards.
There you go. All right? And give my regards to all the other interns that have come through the show and done a great job. I appreciate you as always, Casuarina. We're going to talk soon, but I got to get to the first break because we got to get to Abaco. I got Abaco waiting on me today. So glad to hear from you. And I'm sure we'll talk before the new year. But if I don't, have a great Christmas and a new year. All of you guys over there, Brief.
Thank you so much for having us on your show. And yes, boil fish, not oil fish.
All the time, all the time. And looking forward to doing big things with you guys in the new year. You know, you got a platform here. Mi casa es tu casa.
Gracias.
De nada. All right. So y'all have a good one. Be safe. Let's get to the break, Mr. Producer. On the flip side of the break, we're going to Abaco. All right. We're going to join Roscoe Thompson. And he's got a crew of guests we're going to be chiming in with as we get the Monday Abaco report live from Abaco coming at you. I got some hard questions for Abaco this week, man. Real talk. Yeah, man. We got to get to the bottom of some things, and we got to get to Abaco to be them back where they need to be. All right? We'll have that conversation as Talking Heads continues. The Monday, December 5th edition continues right after this.
How important collecting your money can be to the success of your business. Start your relationship with Fidelity today so that we can show you the many options available to you with our merchant services. From click and pay options online to merchant terminals and e-commerce options. We're here to help your business succeed. For more details, speak to one of our business development officers at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit our website at fidelitygroup.com or visit any of our branches. Fidelity, we're good
for you. With fine style, with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. If you want those slots hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Wanna step out and look great? Then Fine Threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste. Then Fine Threads is your place. Is your place. Is your place.
Kick off the holiday season with Dunkin's 3 delicious signature lattes made with rich espresso and topped with whipped cream. Sip a Dunkin' peppermint mocha latte with mocha and peppermint, or try a toasted white chocolate latte with creamy white chocolate flavor. The new Dunkin' brown sugar cookie latte features notes of sweet brown sugar and holiday spices. Hurry in today. The Dunkin' holiday lattes are only in town for the holiday season. The holidays run on Dunkin'.
Percy Simon Games has a list of names. Who will get the cash? Yes, we brought it back. 20 gets you in, 12 things to win. Right now we'll put money on your book. You can have a very Merry Christmas. Island Games can take care of your wish list.
Percy Simon Games.
It's the game you know, the friends you trust. You may play with them, but you win with us.
For every $20 deposit, you're entered to win cash.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, the Monday, December 5th edition of Talking Heads continues right now. And of course, feel free to chime on in. Text lines powered by BTC, 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Phone lines are wide open, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Stream us live. Take us wherever you want to go. GuardianTalkRadio.com. BTC channel, BTC Flow channel 612. Cable Bahamas channel 969. All right, that's how you get it in. That's how you get it on. All right, down there to Abaco as we check in on the Abaco report like we do each and every Monday. Got Roscoe down there. I know Roscoe's got a couple of guests with him. So what's happening on this Monday, Roscoe? Welcome to you and the crew from Abaco. Who you got with you today from Abaco?
Hey, bud. How are you doing?
I'm good. Cowboys won. Dolphins lost. God is good. The world is a great place.
I know how you feel.
Only your friends, brother. How are you and everybody down there in Abaco, though?
Doing all right. Daphne, are you on?
Oh, we got Daphne today? Hey, what's happening, Daphne? Welcome, as always.
I see her in the group, but I don't see her on.
Well, she'll probably pop in. You know, sometimes Daphne, you know, mutes herself or hits the wrong button. We don't want that to happen.
Yeah.
But listen, a couple of questions while we're waiting for Daphne. I'm hearing a lot of talk, you know, on social media from the ministry, the Minister of Housing, that, you know, this building is going to go across, you know, the length and breadth of the country. And I keep hearing, how do we get to this point? And we got Abaconians trying to catch themselves, for lack of a better word, 3.5 years in, post-Dorian. And now we have no service to benefit them. It's all buck up go. Does this administration even have a conscience in regard to Abaco and in the Grand Bahama, but in this case specifically Abaco? I mean, it seems like there's no conscience here.
My friend, I've been trying to figure that out for the past 6 months since I knew the cancellation of the, you know, CERS order that happened on December 1st. You know, I just don't understand it. I still to this day am just dumbfounded by the decision of this administration.
And in talking, you know, with Abaconians displaced, we're here in New Providence, as well as Abaconians who are in Abaco. Because I don't just talk to Roscoe people. You're thinking, I know Roscoe for years. We already established that. But at the end of the day, I also know Roscoe's commitment on the ground in Abaco. And if anybody's going to bring it to me real, or bring me the people who are going to bring it to me real, it's Roscoe. So at the end of the day, I talk to folks. And because, I heard you on the radio with Roscoe. And here's my situation. We have to get Abaconians up and running. It can't be pie in the sky anymore. It's got to be Abaco. And I'm tired of hearing, and I don't mean this in a bad way, but I feel their pain. Why I say I'm tired is because I feel their pain of Abaconians who are displaced saying, we just need a break to get back. We like New Providence, but not that much. We won't go back home. And that's fine. I can take that one on the chin. It's all good, because sometimes I won't go to Abaco. So I get that, but to hear that their MPs have no teeth, their MPs have no spine, buyer's remorse, honeymoon over. It looks bleak because it looks like there's going to be no representation for Abaco, because every time, you know, the two MPs pop up, Mr. Pinder and Mr. Cornish, respectively, you know, when the whip cracks and they say, sit small, is that your name called? That's what they do. So I don't know if Abaco's getting the representation that they voted for.
Well, what do you think would happen? I mean, you saw when he spoke out a couple months ago, and so did Kurt, to kind of put them in their place. Naughty, it's just something that I guess is close to the average Bahamian that is still, you know, trying to get duty-free, you know, and VAT-free in. Yeah, it's a case-by-case scenario. Well, how do we know who's going to be approved? You got to go fill out a new application. You know, I mean... It's just, you got an NGO over here, GER3, that is still helping people, you know, rebuild. When they go to do somebody's house, you know, you go to the hardware store that's VAT and duty on it. I'm just dumbfounded. It still is unreal to me what promises were made by this administration, and, you know, they've gone back on it.
Now, I continue to hear that there's certain sections of Abaco that is business as usual, is up and running. People continuing to do what they need to do without fear of persecution or you know, Abaco can't get two nails and a piece of 2x4 to nail to each other. Why is that continuing?
I can't answer that. You know, I really don't know in that regards. I know I can speak for Marsh Harbor and Spring City that, you know, they still need the help. There's still people that, you know, are residing their house because they have to do it piecemeal. Or, you know, they're putting felt down or they're putting grape select down this week and then going and buying some shingles next week, you know, because they don't have the money to do it all at once.
That's what I was getting to.
That's all taken away now because now it's VAT and you have to, now when you go to the hardware store, it's VAT and duty on the stuff.
So there's no more breaks, so to speak.
But the only breaks come through. Daphne, you there? Maybe you can enlighten with Daphne speak. She's on right now.
Hey, Daphne.
Sorry. Would you repeat the question, darling? Good evening.
Hey, how are you? How's you and everybody, man? And you and yours, Daphne. Everybody good?
We good.
Listen, I had some questions from Abaconians who are displaced. When I say displaced, still here in New Providence, trying to get back home. And they said that they continue to hear about certain, you know, parts of Abaco just continuing to grow, especially, you know, regarding the shanty towns. But other areas of Abaco can't get two nails and a piece of 2x4 to nail together. And like Roscoe is just touching on, the piecemeal portion of it is really now being, like, made even more strenuous because of the VAT and the taxes and all of that. And now I'm getting from Abaconians here.
I just lost you.
I can hear you. You good?
I have no audio.
Can you hear me now? How about now? You good? Can you hear me now?
Oh yeah, I can. Sorry. Yeah. So the piecemeal, I got you up to piecemeal.
Right.
Which
is so
what we're doing.
The piecemeal is now even more strenuous because I've been trying to get back to Abaco saying now, nah, I can't even use the piecemeal where I could have sent down something every week. Now I got to load up, I got to save up and get as much as I can and send that all down and hold on that because now I got to pay VAT. So basically there's been no, I'm understanding from displaced Abaconians in New Providence, there's been no level playing field. Like they haven't gotten that fair break to rebuild.
Okay, well, there's nothing fair about any of this. Let's be clear on that. What I would say is, have the displaced Abaconians made application over the past 3 years to be able to benefit from the CS order? Because what I'm understanding is that if you had approved applications, they will still be honored. For how long? I am uncertain. But that they would be able to reissue those approvals. If in fact you have not made any application to the government, their government's or the customs or the government's opinion is that you obviously didn't need it. So that would be my question to persons who feel that this is not a level playing field. A, did you take advantage of the opportunity when it was offered, or were you just waiting indefinitely to the time when you would be able to purchase the goods that you need?
My question now would be, though, I mean, the way you put it, did you take advantage, or now you're waiting? If you didn't take advantage of how it was set up before, now you have to face, you know, the regulations that are put in place now. And they seem to be a little more difficult. And my situation is with it a case-by-case basis and each case being examined, doesn't that open up a gray area for, like, what I call the haves and the have-nots? And shouldn't all Albuquerquians and all Bahamians primarily, regardless of political affiliation, be taken care of and be, you know, privy to those benefits to make Albuquerque bounce back?
You know what? I am not in any way, shape, or form trying to defend the government. However, I do understand the government's viewpoint that we have all had, we know what we lost. I mean, Dorian was 3 years ago. We lost everything or whatever we lost. And in 3 years, we should have made application because deadlines were coming. Deadlines have been advertised. Everybody knew deadlines were coming. We should have been at this point at least made application. Now, if we had those applications approved, then there's no question. They will be, under my understanding,
if they were approved prior, correct?
If they were approved prior to December 1st, this year. Unfortunately, we Bahamians, we are our biggest enemy because we procrastinate, we wait, and then it's too late. We have to take action. If we want to take advantage of an offering, we have to take some action and make the effort. Now, I don't know whether the government or whether customs or the Ministry of Finance, I should say, I don't know whether they'll entertain any new applications by anyone at this point, but by the sounds of things, they are not likely to entertain any new applications.
So
the biggest disadvantage that I see, even with the extended, reapproved applications, and unfortunately, I think you have to fill out a new form again, but you do have to bring your old approved and stamped form to start the process. And if you're a business, I think you have to bring your business license, I'm sure, to demonstrate that you are a business in good standing, etc., or whatever. But I don't think that they will entertain not one single new application under the SAERS order. But it has not allowed for local purchases. As the president of the Chamber of Commerce, I am deeply saddened that this extension, there's no mechanism in place to allow persons to purchase locally. So you can't just go and buy piecemeal. You got to buy, a big enough order to warrant a shipment. And then you've got the added cost of the shipment, the broker. And then now there's this whole new entity that they've introduced of integration through an outside third party, which adds another cost. So we've got cost on top of cost on top of cost, which basically disallows anybody on a tight budget to buy anything piecemeal and take advantage of the SAERS.
So what I'm getting is that this could be a slow Christmas for some Albuquerquians, because obviously all of this is not going to get done by the end of the year, and it's going to carry over into the new year, and it's going to be a process.
It's going to be a process, and in fact, it's not as simple as just going in and getting it, going into the Prime Minister's office and you come away with your newly approved form. No.
Right.
You go to your documents. They are then taken physically to Nassau. This is my understanding.
Oh,
that,
God.
They'll be physically taken once a week to Nassau, left in Nassau, and collected the following week. So it's at best a 2-week turnaround
to find out if you're approved or not.
to get the final approval in hand.
Why can't they set up an office in Abaco? I mean, isn't that vital to getting you all rebuilt? Shouldn't an office or a hub or a branch or a station be set up there to facilitate it and speed up the process?
Well, one would think that someone in the minister, in the prime minister's office or even in customs would be able to have an online sort of, you know, you can scan documents, you can review documents.
We push them to be in.
No form. If you have, okay, Daphne has to bring in A, B, C, D to complete her new application. And Roscoe is the person who's reviewing. He can now tick that, yes, I brought in A, B, C, D. The form is complete and the prerequisites have been provided. That form should easily be able to be scanned and emailed to whomever in the Ministry of Finance, whatever person or department. They should have a designated person dealing with Abaco and one for Grand Bahama or whatever. And it simply has to be stamped and scanned and resend. I mean, at best, that should be able to be done in a 3-day period.
Yep, in the real world, it should be done. I mean, in the real world, it happens.
Yeah. So, I
don't understand why. I mean, this is like sending it via carrier pigeon. I mean, my God. You waste the whole week getting it to town, quote unquote. Then it has to be processed and has to be shipped back down.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know that the documents have to take the form and all the necessary attachments along with the form, because they don't trust or think that the person in Abaco is capable of ticking a box to say these forms have been presented. Or maybe they're taking out the possibility of some, you know, favoritism where somebody says, oh, yes, they had all this, but now maybe they didn't, because we can't trust each other, you know, or we can't trust ourselves. But if you put people in positions that they should have the qualifications and should be of trustworthy level that can do this. But obviously there's something missing there, you know?
Wow. I mean,
it's a wow.
We need, and I don't want to sound so like cold when I say wow, but I am amazed that you talk about, you know, building 300 houses down there. Why don't you build an office that's going to facilitate all of that for finance and for housing and get folks, you know,
back to where they need to be. They've got plenty of office. They don't need to build none.
Okay, so then why don't you occupy one and set up, hire it in, like you said, with customs and also with the Ministry of Finance, so people know exactly what was going on. And when it gets reviewed, we know what's happened. And it speeds up the process. You cannot expect Abaconians to continue into 2023 with this lack of ease of access to getting rebuilt. This is going
to
be...
I hate to say it, but this is the new reality. This is our new world.
And then at the end of the day, you know, when we cry, we need money. Well, obviously, when we look at the bottom line in years past, Abaco has contributed greatly to the bottom line. So why not get Abaco back up and running? It's just like what I call a no-brainer.
That money gets transferred electronically ASAP next day.
Right. I mean, 2 weeks. They forcing us into a digital space. I mean, everybody around the world, hey, we famous for our digital space in FTX. I mean, what, so we can't make it work for us? I mean, if we're so interested in being digital, then use this as a great way to show how using, you know, a digital setup works for paying for it, getting the information disseminated back and forth, and getting Abaco back up and running quickly and efficiently. That should be a great legacy to this administration if they were serious about it.
We're still NASA centric to a certain extent in that regards. You know, just with everything going on here. You know, just something I'd like to reiterate, you know, and Daphne, you know, we lost, you know, a year. A lot of people were not financial enough, you know, to bring that in, you know, to bring forms or to have the money to buy stuff. And that's why, you know, I agreed that, you know, our surge should have been extended at least another 6 months to a year and policed, you know, for Bahamians or the people that are not on a case-by-case scenario.
to go back to the office of the prime minister, to go to NASA, then to come back here. It just leaves too much. And then you don't know who's getting approved or who's not. It's heart-wrenching to a certain extent. And I do understand why they're trying to do it. But let's remember here, people, you know, we lost, you know, a big chunk of time to COVID. You know, that's one thing that I think we've failed to realize here.
Well, the producers are moving the break. We got to get to the news. But just so you know, I need y'all back next week, as we always do on Monday, and have the conversation. But Daphne, what I'm going to do is I'm going to put my little shoulder to the wheel, all right? And I'm going to start agitating for an office to be set up down there for you guys to ease of access, to make things easier for Albaconians in regards to, getting the process done, you know?
And while you're at it, can you please remind those displaced Albaconians to be vocal?
I think that time has arrived. I'm thinking you're going to hear more from them because, like I say, just how you're encouraging them, they've been encouraged already by family members and friends. And I think Abaco is going to come together on this one more time and make a lot of noise. Because I think, you know, your voices need to be heard individually and collectively because you're a major part of this archipelago and this nation. So we need to get you back to where you need to be. So I'm going to be a squeaky wheel for getting that hub set up down there so you guys could get, in and out within a couple of days and get back to rebuilding your lives. So I'll talk to you guys again on Monday. I wish you a safe week and a blessed week. And whenever you all get a chance in that nice little sunshine down in the cool breeze, burn, put your feet up and have a cold one for me because I stuck in a concrete jungle and it's driving me crazy.
Come on down.
Y'all be safe and we'll talk again next Monday, all right?
You too, bud. Be safe.
All right, y'all be safe and we'll talk soon. All right, quick break, flip side of the break. We're talking sports right after the news right here on Talking Heads Monday edition. The Monday, December 5th edition continues right after this.
Burger King wants you to ride into the holidays in style with a brand new 2022 BYD Han all-electric sedan from Easy Car Sales. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Just upgrade your favorite combo for one ticket or double your chances with the King Combo or triple your chance to win with the purchase of a BK Family Deal. It's electric at Burger King this holiday where you get the chance to win a 2022 BYD Han EV sedan when you upgrade your combo at Burger King Nassau, where taste is king.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live at Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number. They see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. That's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
Christmas coming here.
Christmas is coming and your fingers are tingling for the KFC flavors that satisfy your cravings. Get that fried chicken holiday vibe with a juicy KFC festive bites of 100% white meat, a chicken leg, mashed potato with gravy, corn, a biscuit, a delicious guava dessert biscuit, and a mega-sized Pepsi. Have a finger-licking good Christmas with KFC.
George Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for. Among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles, we cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online, www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
Dunkin' has a new twist on an old holiday favorite. The Dunkin' Turkey Cranberry Sandwich layers sliced deli turkey, Swiss cheese, fresh crisp arugula on a flaky buttery croissant, all topped with mustard and cranberry sauce. Made to order all day long, the Dunkin' Turkey Cranberry Sandwich Combo includes a bag of crispy popcorners and a freshly brewed iced tea for only $9 plus VAT. Tis the season. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Talking Heads with Nati is sponsored by BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, Dunkin' Donuts, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, J.S. Johnson, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, and Tropical Gyros.
Radio 96.9 FM, the Monday, December 5th edition is on and popping. And yeah, Mr. Producer, I need you to work on that for me. Because y'all trying to get me sick all over again. It's freezing in here. People, I don't know what's going on with the AC today. It's always a great environment. You know, I like the cool. I always make fun of it. Like I'm in the AC, y'all stuck in the heat. But today, look here, you can hang meat in here. If you run a restaurant and you need some meat, we can keep meat in here for you all today. Super Value Cooler, Fresh Market Cooler, ain't got nothing on us today. Wow. Certain parts of my body are starting to ascend and disappear in the studio, man. I'm starting to get worried. Anyway, nonetheless, whew, we are up into the 5 o'clock hour. So we're going to set it off like we always do with Today in Sports History. All brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. Well worth the trip out there to the Old Fort Shopping Plaza. Monday through Friday, great for lunch and dinner. Then on the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, great for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Breakfast starting at 9 a.m. And don't forget the happy hour, each and every Wednesday and Friday, 5 to 7 p.m. at Naughty Johnny's. Definitely a good look. They got a lot of things going on. Give them a call, 377-7776. See what they got chefed up for you today and see what's popping today. Want a good spot to watch Monday Night Football? Great food. Nice ambiance, quiet and cozy, boom, Naughty Johnny's. Yes, yes, I'm telling you. All right, Pearly will be chiming in short order too. Yeah, Mr. Producer, he's at the game. Doing the journalistic thing. Taking it in for us. We all know Pearly is a baseball junkie, okay? He's be out to the farm watching baseball for days. Get by, I don't care, we got a great 14. You know, one of these kids should be in the majors in 20 years. So, 12 years. Yeah, I got to watch him. I got to scout him. All right. So on this day in sports history, all brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. On this day, December 5th, 1908, at the University of Pittsburgh, numerals were first used on football uniforms worn by college football players. 1970. The Stanley Cup, Conn Smythe Trophy, and the Bill Masterson Trophy were stolen from the NHL Hall of Fame. 1973, Ron Santo became the first Major League player to veto his trade. 1978, Pete Rose signed with the Philadelphia Phillies. The contract was for 4 years and $3.2 million, making Rose the highest paid athlete in team sports. 1982, Mel Gray ended an NFL streak of 121 consecutive games with receptions. 1983, Steve Howe of the Los Angeles Dodgers was suspended for 1 year for cocaine use. 1983, the video arcade game NFL Football was unveiled in Chicago. It was the first video arcade game to be licensed by the NFL. 1995, Dan Marino, the Miami Dolphins, passed for 300 yards in a game for the 52nd time to set an NFL record. Jazz moved past Wilt Chamberlain to second place on the NBA's all-time scoring list. 2002, Michael Hanzus, the Philadelphia Flyers, became only the second NHL player to score an overtime goal on a penalty shot. The Flyers beat the New York Rangers 3-2. Sports quote of the day, luck is the residue of design. Branch Rickey, former owner of the Brooklyn Dodgers baseball team. There you go. And that's a wrap on Today in Sports History, all brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. Let's slide right in to the home court right now. All brought to you, of course, by Burger King Nassau. And don't forget, you can ride into the new year in a brand new car. That's right. Brand new whip. All right? Courtesy of Burger King Nassau. All you got to do, get on in. Upgrade your combos. All right? Fill out the form correctly. Put it in the box. You know, and answer that little question they put on there for you. And it's real easy to fill out. You can't miss it. You fill the form out correctly. Put it in the box. Drawing's going to be on December 28th. Somebody's going to ride into the new year in a brand new car. All right, a brand new BYD 2020 Ham EV, courtesy of Easy Car Sales and Burger King Nassau. So get into your favorite Burger King Nassau and upgrade it right now. All right, and ride into the new year in a brand new car. All right, let's check out the local sports scene. It's more with Miko. Archer elected as BAAA president for a second straight term. So hats off to him. And, of course, here's the new slate that is returning. All right. So we have Dramico Archer returned as president of the Bahamas Association of Athletic Associations, the BAAA, for a second consecutive term. All right. A new administrative team was elected. We have BAAA Council Chairman Jason Edwards, BAAA First Vice President Foster Dorsett, BAAA President Dramico Archer, and Vice President of Technical Operations, Tito Moss, Vice President of Finance, Lakita Charlton, and Vice President of Public Relations and Marketing, our very own Sheldon Longley. Give it up for Sheldon. My press pass straight for any track and field events. Now, where are the ladies coming? I ain't hear nothing. You'll see me right there on the infield in the long jump pit, because ain't nobody could be long jumping, so I could be setting up in the pit, you know? Yeah. So congratulations to that slate of officers returning for the BAAA. Big news as well. The Bahamas beats the U.S. Virgin Islands. And story by the aforementioned Sheldon Longley. The Bahamas national baseball team made history last night, winning its first game at the senior national level on home soil as the fourth annual COCABE, Caribbean Baseball Confederation, Caribbean Baseball Cup, got underway at the Andre Rogers National Baseball Stadium. Great unveiling last night. Pomp and circumstance. Friend of the show, Teddy Sweeten, you must be commended. Look out for Teddy. He's supposed to zoom in today. Give us a brief rundown. So I'm sure we'll get Teddy. I'm sure we'll get Pearly to zoom in. I know, look out for Pearly. He should be on the Zoom shortly. But Teddy is chiming in if he's not too busy. So look out for him, Mr. Producer. And like I said, though, great job with the set off. Listen, everybody was there, including the PM. PM with the first pitch. Listen, look good in the jersey, Mr. Davis. But come on, let's work on that pitch now. That release was way, where you throwing that ball up into the sky? Where I was going? You need to get it over, snap and release, man. Okay? You can't. Listen, you're doing a great job with climate change and you know, taking us to the world with carbon credits. But you got to have a little bit of athleticism to you too there, Chief. All right? Yes, sir. You need some help, holler at your boy. I'll get you with the right people so next time you go, you might have to throw a pitch out for Jazz them and the Marlins next year. That'd be a good photo op too. So, yeah, just get that wrist over, snap it down, you know? But you look good right up until the ball came out. I don't know why you didn't call my boy Phil. Phil, that's all I'm saying. You could have kept it in the family. But nonetheless, good luck. Very good luck. And then on top of that, to actually win. But after the grand opening ceremony okay? We had to take to the field. And that Team Bahamas pulled off a 4-3 win over the U.S. Virgin Islands. They struggled to hit the ball all night, but came through when the team needed it the most. Ellison Hanna got a huge two-run single in the bottom of the seventh inning to put the Bahamas up 3-2. And after the U.S. Virgin Islands tied the game a half inning later, Toby Simmons drove in the game-winning run with a sacrifice fly in the bottom of the eighth. Mikhail Bethel came in and closed the door for the Bahamas in the top of the ninth, earning the save. Bethel retired the side in the bottom of the ninth, striking out two of the three batters he faced to wrap it up, to preserve the hard-fought win for the Bahamas. So congratulations to everybody, man. And Evan Sweden recorded the win for the Bahamas. All right, props to Evan as well. Evan Sweden pitched a great game. All right. I don't know, you know, I could see Evan doing, you know, some big things. And the good thing about Evan, you got choices right now. You got collegiate opportunities as well as more professional opportunities. So good luck right there. And hats off, like I said, to Team Bahamas, Coach Jerron Sands, Coach Albert Cartwright and the whole crew. Great way to set it off. And we look good in the process, man. And the colors look really good, too. So hats off to all of you guys. Job well done. And continue to keep up the good work. I think they play tonight at 7. So we'll see where it goes from there. But like I said, a great showing last night. And at the end of the day, it sets the table, it sets the tone, it sets the mark for the next generation to actually look now and see something even more attainable because it's here at home. They get to drive by that stadium and know if I work hard, I could play here one day. And they said, yep, they worked hard and they can make it. I can make it too. And hopefully we can regain some of that generation that we've lost to the drug and gang culture. But definitely a good look. And like I said, special guest tomorrow, Todd Isaacs Jr. I'm going to be talking Don't Blink as well. So a lot of baseball coming up. A lot of good looks. So definitely go out and support as well the Caribbean Baseball Cup. A lot of games being played December 4th through the 11th. Ample opportunity for you to catch all the teams. And Team Bahamas plays again tonight at 7:30. So again, should have a good look. I'm going to try to get out there to tonight's game. If not, I get out tomorrow. I'll line up my interview schedule with Team Bahamas so we can get some of the players and some of the coaches and get you the updates. But definitely a good look. And like I say, proud is the word that we need to use today. All right? Great job by our team last night. Good luck for the stadium and getting it done. All right? And still a lot of odds and ends and touch-ups to go, but hey, it's a good look. And we got something that a lot of people wish they had. But that's something that we need to keep focused on as well. And also remember that we got a whole crop of talent coming up through the pipeline that a lot of countries wish they had in their pipeline. So we're truly blessed when it comes to baseball. We need to preserve it and maintain it and sustain it for sure. But it's definitely a good look. And that's a wrap. And Bahamian collegiate athletes doing their big thing as well in college. It's early December, which means for Bahamian collegiate track and field athletes, it's the beginning of their athletic season. And a few Bahamian athletes got their seasons underway over the weekend at the NCAA level. Wanye McCoy, a sophomore at Clemson University, showed tremendous progression, best times in both short sprints and showing early season form of potentially going even faster this year with some blazing times over the weekend. Story by Sheldon Longley in today's Guardian. Be sure to check it out. And he was competing at the Clemson Open at the Clemson Indoor Track and Field Complex in Clemson, South Carolina. I've been to that university, performed not too far from there. Great town, great college town, great atmosphere. A lot of good restaurants in South Carolina as well, among other things. but yeah, he did a great job. He's only 19, but he recorded personal best in both the 60 and 300 meters. Ran the 60 meters in 6.69 seconds in the preliminary of the men's 60 meters, then came back in the final and won that event in 6.76 seconds. So there you go. And then in the 300, he wasn't done yet. He also won the men's 300-meter run in a blazing personal best of 32.53. So keep an eye on McCoy. Yeah, especially at Clemson. They got a lot of publicity in the SEC. And in the, you know, in the ACC, actually, sorry, in the ACC. You got to keep an eye there, man. It's a big conference. And, you know, to perform at that level speaks volumes. So we'll get to the first break here on Talking Heads. Don't forget the final 10 going home today, Overreaction Monday by Rich Eisen. And on the flip side of the break, well, you know, we're going to take it global. It's time for Who's In and Who's Out, all brought to you, of course, by Tropical Gyros. Boy, we got to talk some Lakers. By God, they started off 2-10, 8-2 in the last 10, 10-12 for the season, looking like they're trying to make a move. Anthony Davis is on fuego. I mean, what was it yesterday? 55-17. Laker Nation, it's time to honestly have that sober conversation with yourself and say, hey, is it really time to trade LeBron? And as far as Dolphin Nation goes, and as far as 49er Nation goes, boy, what a game yesterday. What a game. My Cowboys will punch both of you in the mouth, though. I just want you to know that. Don't feel yourself froggy. Don't run out now. You know? We could beat you at any quarter. We put 30 on you in any quarter. You better be careful. No team is as balanced as the Dallas Cowboys right now, offensively, defensively, and on special teams. And for Purdy, I know that's why you probably duck out to go to the baseball game today. I know I ain't here for Mystery Dolphin. Because right now, my Dallas Cowboys are a robust 9-3. Miami Dolphins 8-4. Mr. Producer, we have Grill Dolphin. We get lining for the grill. We got one or two of them jerseys we can keep for after the grill for toilet tissue in case we run out. Things could be good, you know. And 49er fans, I don't want you to say nothing to me about your quarterback being injured. Been there, done that, got the T-shirt. Yours had a broken foot. Mine had a broken thumb. Tua had a broken cranium, but he's back. So we don't want to hear nothing about your quarterback. If y'all go bupkis from here on out and it don't get too purdy, none intended, no, pun intended, hey, that's not our fault. Injuries are part of the game. Remember that. We'll talk all of that and more on the flip side of the break. Let's Talking Heads, the Monday, December 5th edition continues right after this.
Kick off the holiday season with Dunkin's 3 with rich espresso and topped with whipped cream. Sip a Dunkin' peppermint mocha latte with mocha and peppermint, or try a toasted white chocolate latte with creamy white chocolate flavor. The new Dunkin' brown sugar cookie latte features notes of sweet brown sugar and holiday spices. Hurry in today. The Dunkin' holiday lattes are only in town for the holiday season. The holidays run on Dunkin'.
I used to think of the bank as my personal ATM machine. If I wanted a new car, new furniture, a weekend trip to Miami, no problem. Just max out the credit card or top up my loan. I was a big baller until I realized that 75% of my salary was going to pay back all those loans. Fidelity's personal financial coaching was the best solution. Fidelity gave me a plan with a debt consolidation loan that has a built-in savings that pays 5% interest. I now only have one low monthly payment, plus money in my pocket. Give Fidelity Bank a call at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit any of Fidelity's locations or visit a website at fidelitygroup.com.
George Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for. Among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles, we cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online, www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on in today at John's, where we put fashion.
Christmas coming here.
Christmas is coming, and your fingers are tingling for the KFC flavors that bring us together this holiday season. Enjoy a festive feast mega meal packed of 8 pieces of juicy fried chicken, family fries, 4 buttery biscuits, and a half gallon of Pepsi in a reusable bag. Available for a limited time, these reusable drink bags are perfect for your next get-together. Have a finger-licking good Christmas with KFC.
Christmas back in town.
Christy's Island Games has a list of names. Who will get the cash? Yes, we brought it back. 20 gets you in, 12 is the win. Right now we'll put money on your book. Have a very merry Christmas. Island Games can take care of your wish list. 12 is a cash must with Percy's Island Games. It's the game you know, the friends you trust. You may play with them, but you win with us.
For every $20 deposit, you're entered to win cash.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Talking Heads, the Monday, December 5th edition continues right now. We're up into the 5 o'clock hour. Down the home stretch become, actually, it's 5:30. Don't forget the final 10 today, Rich Eisen's Overreaction Monday. But let's jump in. Let's talk some basketball. Got some games on tap tonight. Got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8 games on tap tonight. Some good ones as well in the NBA. I'll hit you back with my picks a little bit later on who I like, but here's your schedule. Clippers and Hornets at 7. Bucks and Magic at 7. Thunder and Hawks at 7:30. Celtics and Raptors, 7:30. Sixers and Rockets, 8 p.m. Heat and Grizzlies, 8 p.m. I think I'm going to watch that one right there. Suns and Mavericks at 8:30. That should be a decent one. And Pacers and the Warriors at 10. But quietly, if you look over the weekend, there was quite a bit of moving and shaking from the Lakers. Lakers have won 8 out of their last 10 games after starting 2-10. Now when you look at where they're perched in the standings, they're now the number 12 seed in the West, 10-12, 5.5. They were 2-10. They're now 10-12. Minnesota 11-12. Dallas 11-11. Utah 14-12. Portland 13-11. Clippers 13-11. All in striking distance. The Warriors 13-11. All in striking distance. Sacramento 13-9. In striking distance. And you got that Denver and Memphis and the Pelicans and Phoenix. Still attainable. Because I still say New Orleans can free fall and drop. Sacramento could drop. A lot of these teams are going to free fall down to where they need to be. So the Lakers, if they continue to play the way they're playing, they'll be a contender in the West. They will be. And if they're looking to make improvements via trades, they can only get better. But their latest victory, a 131-119 win over the Washington Wizards. Listen, Lonnie Walker, 20 points, 2 rebounds, assist and a steal. LeBron James, 29 points, 8 rebounds, 6 assists, a steal. But the man, whew, Anthony Davis. Oh, yeah, 55 points, 17 rebounds, 1 assist, 3 blocks, 22 of 30 field goals. That's right. 2 out of 3 three-pointers made. 9 of 9 from the free throw line. Unconscious. You know, you had Schroeder and Beverly doing what they need to do, but you don't need a ton of scoring from them. Russell Westbrook off the bench, 6.7 rebounds, 15 assists. Oh, sorry, he was a starter. My bad. My bad. He came off the bench. But you had Reeves chipping as well, too. Playing strong. Wendell Gabriel playing strong. Good role player. So, yeah, the Lakers may be on to something. I still think they need to make a trade or two to really put themselves in a position to be contenders if they want to try to get, you know, LeBron another ring. But I'm also looking at the way the team is gravitating around AD now. And Westbrook. And LeBron seems to be the odd man out. So, to make a long story short, keep an eye on this as it plays out. Keep an eye on this as it plays out. Okay? Some moving and some shaking going to go on. But if you look at the standings now, the Lakers are right back in the thick of it. Right back in it. And if you look at, some of the other favorites that people support here, the Miami Heat, 11 and 12. Not too much better than the Lakers. But I'm sure I'm not going to hear from Mystery Dolphin today. I'm sure I'm not going to hear from him. Pearly is conveniently on assignment right now. And I really can't say he's not doing something he loves, watching baseball. But it's very convenient that on the eve of the Dolphins taking cut skin, he's, conspicuous by his absence. But, let's get into football. Dolphin Nation, how come I can't hear from y'all today? Now, y'all got to do better than this, okay? Y'all have to do better. Y'all got to step up and take it. Y'all are a good football team, but you are not as good as your fan base makes you out to be. There's some chinks in that armor. And if you got a good pass rush, your quarterback, Tua, sees ghosts. Hears footsteps. Gets happy feet. Why do you think that ball was coming out so quick yesterday? Pressure. Yes, sir. So, yeah, I think y'all, y'all in a good position. Y'all should make the playoffs. But y'all got to be able to work your mojo right. So, let me know. Dolphin fans, I want to hear from you, man. How do y'all feel about the squad today at 8-4? I don't hear you in the chat groups as much. Y'all just making it look, we're cautiously optimistic and this. No. What happened? I played a good team yesterday. I played a good team. What happened? Now you look at my Cowboys. 54-19. In a true hating fashion, you got Dolphin Nation out there. You got the Eagles Nation popping up. And Eagle fans, I know you're all worried. I know you hear us knocking and you know we're coming in. But spare me. Oh, y'all beat the Colts. They're horrible. Y'all ran it up on the Colts fans. Y'all only beat the Colts by a point, 17-16. Then yesterday, you had some Dolphin fans and Eagle fans popping up. When we beat weaker opponents, we rest our starters in the fourth quarter. We didn't even have a chance to do that. Our defense decided to turn the party on. Then our second and third stringers came in and decided to get part of the dance. They wanted some too. So you can't get mad at me if you're talented athletically. But here's something for you. That was a weak team. Well, we played a good team in Minnesota a couple weeks ago. A team who's, 10-2? And last time I checked, we punched them square in the mouth and kicked them deep in the behind, 40-3. And I'll say this again. The Dallas Cowboys, my Dallas Cowboys, are the best team in the NFL. Right now, on all sides of the football, in all phases of the game. You got offense to match defense, defense to match offense, special teams making plays. People produce it. Running game is balanced. The wide receivers put on a show yesterday. OBJ who? We get OBJ. That's icing on the cake. And he's in Dallas meeting with Jerry right now as we speak. If he goes to dinner and don't leave Dallas tonight after dinner or in the morning, it's over. It's a lock. That means Jerry done locked him down. They're going to keep him in Dallas. And by the end of the week, you're going to see the OBJ show. But again, I reiterate it. The Dallas Cowboys, my Dallas Cowboys, are the best team in the NFL. Offense to match defense. Defense to match offense. Both could play on the road. And we got special teams that produce this. And don't sleep on that defense. That defense will choke you out at any given moment. Put you to sleep. Put you in the headlock, put you in the sleeper hold, and put you to sleep. Lights out. And at the end of the day, you have to look at it like this. Dallas has their formula, what they do. Get some points, get some scores early, get enough lead that they could let the defense pin their ears back and hunt. And when you got Micah Parsons, you could hunt. But I'll tell you something. That Williams kid who we drafted in the second round from Mississippi State, or from Ole Miss, that's a bad man right there. And he keeps blossoming more and more every week. Dan Quinn could possibly have by next season. Micah on one side, Williams on the other, and opposing quarterbacks. God help you. Hey, Naughty, I'm watching and listening. You know, it looks like you're trying to come back in the fall, but your card has been permanently revoked. See if any seat on the Morantafarian bus, sir. Listen, I know who this is by this number. You got to go many, many more seasons to even approach me as far as Laker seniority. It is what it is. But to tell you the truth, I'm just commenting on the Lakers. And on they run till LeBron go. So we right back at square one. And when he goes, I'll come right back home if I want to. And nobody can tell me a damn thing about it. You included, Texter. Ah, oh, Lord. Naughty. Middleton, listen, I talk about your Lakers any day. Middleton, the only reason you get on the Laker bandwagon and get a Laker card is because of me. I told Jeannie Buss, you know, you was a special ed kid and, you know, you make a wish foundation and we had to do something for you. I didn't want you to just lick windows in vain in the back of that small yellow school bus. I wanted you to be part of Laker Nation. So that's why you hooked up. Middleton, don't push me now. You know, I make a call to Jeannie and you'll be gone out of Lakerland. By tomorrow, they'll do you like Kanye. Listen, the pure fact that y'all hit me and tell me y'all don't need me, that's fine. It means y'all want me. Y'all want me to pick up the Lakers. Y'all want the great Naughty one to come back home and say Laker Nation. I know. It don't matter if other people say it. It matters when I do. I totally get it. But right now, I still ain't budget. I like to see, you know, y'all run with a little 8 out of 10. That's good stuff. AD playing. Westbrook playing. And they was winning without LeBron. I mean, come on. Of course I could comment. You ain't see me putting on no Laker jersey unless it say Kobe Bryant on it, right? Okay, then. But y'all are there for me. I'm watching y'all. I'm watching us. Let me say us. I'm watching us from a distance. But I'm watching y'all LeBron lovers cringe. Because now, guess what? Look at that Lakers squad. They make a few trades, the right trades. They could get a lot better real quick. But the key now is, do we trade LeBron? Do we pull the trigger on that? Or do we go the Westbrook route, followed by the Beverly Kendrick Nunn package deal that's been shopped around for some other team for some mid-level talent? Y'all got to talk. Y'all got to let us know, Laker Nation, what y'all could do. Y'all keeping the king or y'all... Listen, the Lakers make a trade at LeBron now. They got draft picks, but they're lacking. They got some young pieces there for life after LeBron. Think about it. Might not be a bad move. But 5:43 p.m. is the time. Don't forget the final 10 going home today. Rich Eisen, Overreaction Monday. And I see y'all Texas hitting me up, boy. Y'all trying to get... I believe y'all are Dolphin fans, too. That's why y'all hitting me with this Laker conversation, so we don't have to have that Dolphin conversation. But Dolphin Nation, y'all quiet. I want to hear from y'all. I want to make sure y'all are right. Especially Mystery Dolphin, man. I can't hear from Mystery Dolphin today. I can't hear from Pearly. Something ain't right. What's causing all this? That's the main question. What is causing all of this? I got a late to hear from Rich Eisen. Overreaction Monday. And guess what? Rich and them comparing the Cowboys and the Eagles. So that going to be a good one for Overreaction Monday tonight. Oh, God, yes. That should be something good for you all to listen to going home. Naughty, this is Dolphin Nation. We feel good. Dolphin for life. Tua was likely to lose the game sooner or later. Y'all are 8-4. Cowboys are 9-3. I'm going to add you to the list for that grill party I have in Rawson Square. Okay, Mike? All right? And you get your jersey to Pearly and we'll line that grill with yours too, okay? All right. And Chef Karma, I love you, man. You're my big brother and great sponsor and all. But yeah, you've been added to this by Pearly. Because Pearly bragged about your friendship from Xavier's lower school and how well you could cook. And I only think it's fitting that as a sponsor and a Dolphin fan, if Pearly takes the L on this bet, you should at least be the one to cook the Dolphin that I will serve to everyone. Cooked on a Dolphin grill, lined by Dolphin jerseys. And we're doing it in Rawson Square so I could take some into Parliament and feed it to some politicians who I know who support the Dolphins as well. You know? We're going to have fun with that. We're going to have fun with that. Y'all mind y'all don't lose a couple more games before, you know, it's all said and done. Y'all got a couple hours to tote. So y'all proceed with caution. Yeah, wait, Chef, listen here. We got a better chance of winning the Super Bowl this year than the Dolphins. But hey, wouldn't that be nice to see the Dolphins and the Cowboys in the Super Bowl and the Cowboys beat the crap out of them just like the last time we played in the Super Bowl? That'd be beautiful. That'd be wonderful. Oh, yeah. Good stuff. But you see, it just gets better. It just gets better and better. It's like the gift that keeps on giving. 49er Nation checking in. Naughty, they've been quiet from around 7 p.m. yesterday. Whee! Kind of reminds them of that Super Bowl back in the day, hey? When Marino got slapped to pieces. Don't listen here. Don't talk thinking on my part. It could happen. It's more of a wish for a Dolphin-Cowboys Super Bowl than it is for a Cowboy-Dolphin Super Bowl because the Cowboys got an infinitely better chance of making that Super Bowl than the Dolphins. So y'all wishing on that star. Listen, Chef, apart from you and two others, the rest have been quiet. There's been silence of the lambs, and as of today, silence of the Dolphins. Yep. I mean, you're doing a good job, and you're making valid points. But then, of course, you're not an average sports fan. You know, you got the high sports IQ. You got some other ones, man. Come on now, take your L. You don't hear nothing about the referees. No. That's not it. That's not part of the equation. You play football, and 49er fans too. Don't look at us but any injured quarterback, okay? Because been there, done that, got the T-shirt. Feel no pain or no sorrow for that, okay? And you can ask the Dolphins. They don't feel no pain or sorrow for that either. But the question is, can you get it done with Purdy? Can you get it done with that third stringer? I already hear rumors that they're looking at Baker Mayfield, who just got cut and clear in Carolina a couple hours ago. So we'll see how that plays out. So there's a lot to look at and a lot to take in. All right. Yep, you say 11-6. Yeah, that might be a fair guess. That might be a good one. I could agree with you on that. I don't think it'll be as good as the Cowboys, though. So therefore, i.e., we grilling. All right. So real quick, let me break it down for you. I got to give you my picks right now. And of course, you know, they're all brought to you, of course, by... Okay, and so I'm all brought to you, of course, by The Island Game. Okay, so be sure to check them out online, theislandgame.com. And don't forget, they got that huge promotion going on, okay? And it's the 12 days of Christmas. So log on to theislandgame.com, get all your information, all right, for the 12 Days of Christmas to play and win. All right, here's who I like tonight in the NBA. All right? A couple of games jumped out to me. I think you know, go to the Island Game Sportsbook, islandgame.com, check out the sportsbook. Boom. Jump right on there. And look at who we got playing. All right? We got today's games. We got the Clippers and the Hornets. I ain't touching that one. The Bucks and the Magic. Give me the Bucks in that one. Celtics and the Raptors. Tricky game there. But I like the Celtics in that one. Heat versus the Grizzlies. Give me the Grizzlies. Oh, yeah. I like that one. And then tonight, you got Phoenix and the Mavericks. I'm going to go out here on the edge. I like the Suns in that one. All right? That's a four-teamer. Bet it, set it, and forget it. All right, we're going to get to the break. And on the flip side of the break, Rich Eisen going to take you home at Overreaction Monday. Great show today. Great contributions. Good stuff chiming in. Have a great Monday, Bahamas. Be good. And if you can't be good at it. Lord spill life. We'll see you tomorrow for another edition of Talking Heads right here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM.
When I got prostate cancer, I didn't know if I was going to live at Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number. They see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. It's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
Christmas coming here.
Christmas is coming and your fingers are tingling for the KFC flavors that satisfy your cravings. Get that fried chicken holiday vibe with a juicy KFC Festive Feast Mega Pack. Loaded with 8 boneless KFC bites of 100% white meat, a chicken leg, mashed potato with gravy, corn, a biscuit, a delicious guava dessert biscuit, and a mega-sized Pepsi. Have a finger-licking good Christmas with KFC.
Refined style with elegant taste, then Fine Threads is your place. If you want him, don't just take him to waste. Then Fine Threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great? Then Fine Threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste, then Fine Threads is your place. Is your place. Is your place.
J.S. Johnson Insurance Agents are the best. Reliable service, we've been on the scene, protecting since 1919. J.S. Johnson Insurance has the best. Always, you're always covering me. J.S. Johnson Insurance, peace of mind.
Naughty Johnny's restaurant can only be described as the experience. You want to run again and again. Their motto is simple food done well. You're welcome into their home at Naughty Johnny's, where you can dine on crack conch fritters, and other Bahamian favorites. There's also an international flair that's guaranteed to offer something for everyone. Enjoy a good meal and listen to live band on Friday and Saturday nights, or brunch on Saturday and Sunday. Only at Naughty Johnny's restaurant in the Old Town Plaza, Old Fort. They're open 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Friday, 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. on Saturday, and 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. on Sunday. Naughty Johnny's. Well, what
this is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
That was terrible.
That was crap. That was garbage. This place sucks.
Overreaction Mondays.
Monday.
What do you got over there, Chris?
Hey, guys. How's it going? Everybody good?
What up? What up?
I know, TJ, you're so happy.
I had a great weekend.
Starting with talking about Rich, you know, the 49ers... still Super Bowl contenders with Brock Purdy at quarterback.
I don't think that's an overreaction. I don't think so. I'll read it one more time for those in the back who may never have heard me, you know, say such a thing on this program, and I say it all the time. I sit two seats down from Kurt Warner. That's it. And my institution of higher learning that I adore so much for their football program as well. Chris, you were there in the Michigan locker room when I was honored to be the honorary captain.
I was.
One, I guess, wow, 6 falls ago now?
6 years ago, yeah.
There's one photograph of Bo Schembechler on the wall and two of who? Who?
There's two of Tom Brady.
That's correct. One of Brady as a Wolverine, one of him as a Patriot.
Pretty awesome.
And I you never know in this league. You never know in this league. They have a championship defense. Of that, there is no doubt. And they have players on offense who, as we know, have been to a Super Bowl before. And there's Christian McCaffrey added to that mix now. And a left tackle who's going to the Hall of Fame one day, who gets blown up on Twitter because Trent Williams is tipping play. And everybody else who's an expert on this offensive lineman saying, doesn't matter. He can basically tell you they're running behind me and still do his job successfully. So coach him up. Let's see how it goes. And maybe Brock Purdy can etch his name in NFL lore. That is not an overreaction. What else do you have, Chris?
You know Brock Purdy is going to be a touchdown favorite over Tom Brady this week?
That I can't believe, but that just shows you
We're about the
rest of that team. Yeah. What else you got?
Hey, great night for TJ over there and the Cowboys. Cowboys-Eagles on Christmas Eve. That is de facto NFC Championship preview.
I can't discount the 49ers, and I can't discount the Vikings either for making that game. You can't.
Really?
Yeah.
The two most impressive teams this week outside of the Bengals were the Eagles and Cowboys.
I sat in a conference room in a hotel in Germany, and I watched the Buffalo Bills lose to the Minnesota Vikings in mind-blowing fashion. So you never know, brother. Justin Jefferson's tough to cover. Kirk Cousins could take his shirt off, put on a chain, and beat you. Or beat you, then take his shirt then off and put on a chain. Yeah, I reverse the order. So I'll call that an overreaction at the moment. Plus, it'll be awful tough. I mean, that would be the Cowboys having to win, I would assume, two straight road games to get there with the Eagles just winning once at home before taking them on.
Unless the Vikings are the ones.
Just call that an overreaction for the moment.
Well, I still like the Eagles. I think they're Super Bowl favorites right now, and Jalen Hurts is MVP.
That's not an overreaction. How can you not think that right now?
Dude,
I know there are fans of the Chiefs and Bills, and then there are fans of the Bengals and Cowboys and Niners saying, hold on a minute, let's pump the brakes a little bit. But the argument can be made, and it doesn't sound like that's an overreaction. The longest remaining undefeated team in the league now coming up with wins since their first loss of the season. The Philadelphia Eagles following that up with a win on the road against an Indianapolis Colts team that, as you can see, can play three quarters very well. The Green Bay Packers coming for them. And then the Tennessee Titans, they curb stomp them. Now they're going to take the Giants and basically take their glass slipper and put it where the sun doesn't shine, I would think. So, I know you throw records out in divisional games, and the Giants and Commanders just got flexed into off of the NFL Network Saturday schedule into a Sunday night game. Wow. On that week 13, week 15, pardon me, the Patriots and Vegas Raiders have been flexed out of Sunday night. Anyway, long story short, this is not an overreaction. What else you got, Chris?
Bengals are the most dangerous team in the AFC.
Fact. Well, how about this? They're the most dangerous team in the AFC that nobody is really talking a lot about because it's time to stop thinking about them as they're just the Bengals. I mean, because they just beat the Chiefs, but we've been on that. We've been beating that drum for a while here. And that's not just the Royal Way. You've been on that too.
I love Joe.
So, no, how about this? It's they're the most dangerous team in the AFC nobody's talking about. And
everybody's
by the way,
about them today.
Well, it's about time. To quote Lizzo in a more less profane manner,
in a minute.
You know, the Buffalo Bills and the Bengals are a Monday night game after the calendar turns January 2nd, the night of the 2nd. If the Bengals win that one at home, they will have a tiebreak over the Bills, the Chiefs, the Titans, the Dolphins, the Jets. The only one they wouldn't have the tiebreak over would be the Ravens, and they might have that the following week when they take on the Ravens, also at home. They finish up two home games against people they're going to have to beat. Their playoffs essentially start early without a win or go home sense to them. They're going to be battle tested, not just last year, but this year. What else, Chris?
I think the end is near for Miami. Dolphins are going to win just one of the final five games.
I disagree. I think they win against the Chargers on Sunday night.
You do?
Did you watch the Chargers and the
Raiders
yesterday?
Did you watch the Dolphins?
I did. The Niners defense may be the best in the league, Chris.
Tua got hurt.
How about that? The Niners are the best in the league. I think they come in and they take on it. The Chargers make too many damn mistakes. They never go up on you and just pounce on you when they have one of the best quarterbacks in the league.
Well, there's the one win then. You can still lose the rest.
Paige McCartney, topping news tonight. A man who was responsible for putting together passport books was gunned down in Garden Hills with his body discovered on Saturday morning. Jared Higgs has details.
The man who was found